Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 3-Minute Rule by Brant Pinvidik is a practical guide to making ideas land fast in high-stakes moments such as pitches, presentations, and everyday conversations where attention is limited. Drawing on the author's background in producing and pitching within the entertainment and business worlds, the book focuses on a core constraint. If you cannot explain what you want in about 3 minutes, you are unlikely to earn the next meeting, the budget, or the yes. Rather than encouraging more slides or more data, Pinvidik emphasizes clarity, structure, and purposeful brevity, so audiences quickly understand what you are proposing, why it matters, and what to do next. The book is positioned for entrepreneurs, sales leaders, executives, and creatives who need to persuade busy decision makers. Its central promise is not simply to speak shorter, but to think sharper, removing clutter and elevating the message that makes people lean in. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 3-minute constraint and why brevity wins. A central idea in the book is that modern audiences decide quickly whether a message deserves more time. The 3-minute window functions as a forcing mechanism. It reveals whether you truly understand your own idea and whether you can communicate it without hiding behind jargon, long backstories, or exhaustive detail. Pinvidik frames brevity as a strategic advantage because it respects attention, reduces cognitive load, and prevents the speaker from wandering into low-value information. In pitch environments, the first minutes are often the screening moment that determines whether you get to continue, whether an executive asks for numbers, or whether an executive asks for numbers, or whether a buyer invites you to the next stage. The book encourages readers to treat 3 minutes as the opening gate, not the entire presentation, and to build a message that earns the right to go deeper. This approach pushes you to prioritize what is the real problem, what is the proposed solution, and what outcome are you asking for. By designing for a tight window, you create a message that is easier to remember and repeat, which is often what drives internal buy-in after the meeting ends. Secondly, a repeatable structure for any pitch or presentation, the book emphasizes that confidence comes from having a reliable framework. Instead of improvising every time, Pinvidik advocates using a consistent structure that guides the audience from context to value to action. A good structure clarifies what the idea is, why it is relevant to this audience, and what you want them to do next. The benefit is twofold. You reduce the chance of forgetting key points under pressure, and you make it easier for listeners to follow your logic without working hard to connect the dots. The book's approach is meant to be flexible across scenarios, from a startup pitch to a product proposal, a job interview story, or a request for resources inside a company. It also highlights that structure is not about sounding scripted, it is about sequencing information so that each part answers the questions that naturally arise in the listener's mind. When done well, the audience feels guided rather than sold to. The reader is encouraged to practice the structure until it becomes second nature, then tailor language and examples to the room. The result is a message that is concise, coherent, and easier for decision makers to evaluate quickly. Thirdly, start with the audience and build relevance fast. Pinvidik places strong weight on audience perspective because even a well-designed message fails if it does not connect to what the listener cares about. The book encourages presenters to do quick but meaningful audience analysis. What is their role? What pressures are they under? What do they fear? And what does success look like for them? With that insight, you can position your idea in terms of outcomes that matter to the room rather than features you personally find exciting. This is especially important in cross-functional settings where different stakeholders listen for different signals, such as risk, cost, timeline, brand impact, or operational complexity. The book's emphasis on relevance also implies choosing language that matches the audience's mental model and using examples that translate quickly. Instead of lengthy background, you provide just enough context to orient people, then move rapidly to the value and the ask. This approach helps avoid a common trap where presenters try to prove they worked hard by showing everything they know. The book argues that audiences reward clarity, not effort, on display. By aligning the message to what the audience needs to decide, you increase the odds of engagement, questions that move the conversation forward, and a clear next step. Fourthly, say less by cutting clutter and sharpening the core idea. A major practical theme is editing. Pinvidik encourages readers to treat communication like a discipline of subtraction, removing anything that does not serve the core purpose. Clutter often appears as too many points, excessive data, long origin stories, or slide decks packed with details that belong in an appendix. The book's message is that cutting is not dumbing down. It is respecting how people process information and how decisions are made under time pressure. By reducing the number of ideas, you allow the most important one to stand out and be remembered. The reader is guided to identify the single most compelling takeaway, then support it with a few carefully chosen proof points rather than a flood of evidence. This also makes delivery stronger. fewer points means clearer transitions, better pacing, and more room for pauses and emphasis. The book also implies that clarity is a form of leadership because it signals that you can prioritize and that you understand trade-offs. Editing extends beyond words into visuals and supporting materials, where simplicity can reduce distraction and keep attention on the narrative. The outcome is a message that feels intentional, confident, and easy for others to repeat when you are not in the room. Lastly, earning the next step with a clear ask and strong close. The book treats most presentations as a means to an end rather than an end in themselves. In many real situations, you are not trying to deliver a perfect speech. You are trying to secure a next meeting, a pilot, a budget allocation, a green light, or agreement on a decision. Pinvidic stresses the importance of making the ask explicit and aligning it with what the audience can reasonably approve in that moment. A strong close is not a recap of everything you said, but a focused statement that connects value to action and clarifies what happens next. This reduces ambiguity, which is a common reason opportunities stall even when the audience seems interested. The book's approach implies planning for objections and questions so you can respond without drifting off message. It also supports the idea that the first 3 minutes set the tone, but the final moments often determine momentum after the room disperses. When the ask is precise, the audience can evaluate it quickly and either commit or propose an alternative path. This increases speed, reduces misalignment, and improves follow-through. Over time, practicing clear closes builds a reputation for being decisive and easy to work with, which can be as persuasive as the content itself. In conclusion, this book is best for entrepreneurs, sales and marketing professionals, executives, consultants, creators, and anyone who routinely needs to win attention and move a decision forward. It is also valuable for internal communicators and team leads who must present updates, propose initiatives, or influence stakeholders without endless meetings. The main benefit to a reader's life is practical, clearer thinking, and cleaner communication reduce stress, shorten preparation time, and increase the chances that important ideas actually get implemented. By learning to prioritize the core message, connect it to what the audience values, and make a direct ask, readers can improve outcomes in business and even in everyday conversations where time is limited. Compared with many presentation books that focus heavily on slide design or stage presence, the 3-minute rule stands out for its emphasis on message discipline and repeatable structure that works even without fancy visuals. It is worth buying if you want an approach that translates across pitches, interviews, and meetings, and if you prefer a framework that helps you say less while getting more engagement, clarity, and next steps. If you would like to support Brant Pinvidic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.